Guests on the Horn appear courtesy of the Vaquero's Cafe and Cantina Hotline. Vaquero's Cafe and Cantina is located on Highway 360, just south of West Bank Drive. Chad and Kevin are brought to you by Miller Lite. Afternoons on the Horn with Chad Hastings and Kevin Dunn.
You guys both look like you might want to hit me in the face.
On the Horn, 104.9 AM 1260 and hornfm.com with the Longhorns Play and Austin Talks Sports.
Afternoon delight.
Hour number three on a Tuesday. Kevin Dunn is here. I'm Chad Hastings. Trey Elling producing, getting you all the great intros, making sure we're running smoothly. Our man Colton's here today as well. Always great to see him. Glad you're with us. And we've got somebody here in the office that has a buddy that bought tickets for like $14 a ticket, first row. At the Irwin Center tonight. So take
every second row, same thing.
First, though. Second,
yeah,
row, yeah.
Right.
Take everything else out of it. If you always complain that ticket prices are too high,
yeah,
and you just want to go see some Texas basketball, the most expensive seats in the house tonight are like $15.
So I thought about this when it came out originally. When we were talking about it yesterday, this is the type of game that you take a kid to. You got a couple kids,
absolutely.
You can have some room,
especially if you have three or more kids.
Yeah.
If you
try and save it, hey, I took you to a Texas game. Don't say I didn't.
Exactly. All right, coming up here in a minute, we're going to grab Chris Raybon of the Action Network and talk some tournament. This is a guy we talked to in football season, and a lot of our listeners have really gotten into the Action Network. It's a free app you can download. You can go to actionnetwork.com, but they've got some extra ways to help you with the tournament. So we'll get his thoughts on what he's already starting to see with the money coming in, and we hear that there's money coming in on this tournament. Estimated $9 billion or so is going to be bet on the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, it goes to show you, because I mean, people care less about college basketball throughout the year now. It's not about that. It's about the tournament, the setup. We've always said it is perfect.
Yeah, well,
it's perfect for sports fans and to be able to bring interest into it.
Yeah, something about the way it is set up, man. People get really excited about it every year, and they are excited once again. Let's go to the Vaquero's Cafe and Cantina Hotline and welcome back Chris Raybon of the Action Network. Chris, how you been?
I've been well, my guys. How are you doing?
Doing well. Hey, thanks for following my buddy Trampy. That's made his early spring so far. I think he's. He's printing up T-shirts saying that you follow him.
No problem, man. I told you I was going to do it on air. I did it.
Very cool.
I appreciate it.
By the way, for the people that are interested in Action Network, you can get access to their bracket simulators. You can win your tourney pool by testing different scenarios according to their proprietary ratings, and also get access to who the sharps are betting on in every tournament game. Download that free app and go to actionnetwork.com as well. So, Chris, before we get into specific games, give fans an idea when we talk about bracket simulators and stuff there. What can Action Network do for them to help them with the bracket?
Yeah, so we have a bracket simulator that essentially we can simulate your bracket in a variety of ways depending on, you know, how much risk you want to take in your bracket. So we have five levels of upsets that you can use. So you can have a conservative bracket, you can have a more kind of upset laden bracket, and also you can kind of plug in different scenarios, like maybe you like a certain team to advance to a certain round and you want to see how the tournament would play out, you know, if that happens. So you can do all of that, and it's a very cool feature. You get odds for percent chance to win for every single team, so very, very cool.
One of the best players in this draft, he will be in the draft, but in this tournament, is Ja Morant from Murray State. They're a 12 seed. They always say that there's one 12 seed that gets through. Do you think Morant, Murray State, is that team?
You know, I think they can. I really think Murray State is a dangerous team. I think that, when you look at, Marquette, and they have been struggling down the stretch, and, they don't quite – they're not great on the offensive glass. They turn the ball over. So there's definitely some path to victory for Murray State in this spot. Unfortunately, from a betting perspective, I think, a lot of people are kind of onto that. So Murray State is actually getting about 65% of the bets. A little less money, though, only about 52% as we speak right now. So that's not really one of those like betting ones you can kind of jump on as much. But from a bracket perspective, yeah, definitely like Murray State.
Chris, in terms of that 12 over 5, is Murray State the one that's getting the most money, or are people liking New Mexico State or one of the other two?
I believe right now it's still Murray State, as I'm aware. But, you know, you can obviously go to the app and check all of the games. We have the percentages, and they're going to be kind of flip-flopping around as we lead up to game time because so many bettors tend to get their bets in at the last second. So the money percentages are going to be fluid.
Gotcha. Not many schools, not a ton of schools from Texas. Obviously, Texas and Texas A&M not in it. Texas Tech, a 3 seed. Beard had a pretty good year with the Red Raiders. How do you like their chances of moving on?
You know, Texas Tech, I think they have a shot. You know, if you look at our simulator, you know, on default right here, Texas Tech is up there in terms, you know, now their percent chance of winning the whole thing is only about 2.8%, but you compare that to the rest of the field, and they're actually within the top 12 teams. So I think Texas Tech is one of those teams that, you know, definitely has, you know, a shot. Like, I wouldn't rule it out completely.
Another 3 seed from this state is Houston. I know that's obviously a longer shot probably out of the Midwest, but how far do you see Houston advancing? Do you like them getting by Georgia State in that first matchup? And then I guess it'd be Iowa State if the seeds hold in the second round. You like them to maybe get to the Sweet 16 or further?
You know, I don't know. Like, Houston is a tough one for me. I think that it's going to be a tough matchup if they end up playing Ohio State instead of Iowa State. I think that could give them some problems. I think, you know, there's always, you know, Kentucky looming. I'm not big on Houston right now. I think, you know, from that region, I'd probably end up with Kentucky, you know, kind of getting the furthest.
Virginia is the 1 seed in the South. We know they're the only 1 seed to ever lose to a 16 seed, and they were blown out in that game. That's a different year. So are you worried about that, and how far do you have the Cavs going?
No, I think Virginia, you know how it goes. That happens to you, and now you come out the next year, and, you know, you're going to be extremely focused. I don't expect a repeat of that. I think Virginia can go pretty far. I have them going to at least the Elite Eight in most of my brackets. I think that, you know, if they end up meeting a team like Tennessee, you know, there, you know, I think that can give them some problems. So, but until then, yeah, I think that, you know, they can kind of take care of business in that Southern region up until that point.
And Tennessee is the 2 seed. So that would be in the Elite Eight regional final there in the South. We're obviously very familiar with Rick Barnes here and the job he did, great job he did here at Texas. One thing with Rick, though, maybe some struggles whenever they are or an underdog once they get into that role in the NCAA tournament. Do you look at that kind of coaches in their past, or do you just try and focus on this year?
You know, I give it a look. Just, you know, I think, you know, sometimes there are certain things with certain coaches, but at the end of the day, I think a lot of this just comes down to the matchup in a lot of ways. I think, you know, the teams that have kind of – the coaches that have been there before, I think they are going to kind of give their team a little bit of edge and just kind of calming them down and whatnot. But at the end of the day, you know, those teams are really the ones kind of usually advancing in the first place. So I think once you start getting into the later rounds, it becomes a lot more about matchup. And in the early rounds, it's, you know, these teams have a big advantage. Most of the teams with good coaches tend to have a big advantage. So I don't pay a ton of it as much as I pay to, like, you know, matchup, because I think when people are betting, they kind of think back to coaches, but then that kind of, you kind of fall into the trap.
Yeah.
Back to kind of prior teams, and these teams are totally different each year, you know, with the way with the ratings recruiting classes are going. So I think you can sometimes overweight it a little bit.
This tournament's always been matchups, hasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And sometimes they match up coaches
for
certain things too. We're talking with Chris Raybon of the Action Network. Get the free app, and you can also go to actionnetwork.com. Chris, in terms of Duke, what are you seeing right now in terms of how much the public likes Duke to make a run to the Final Four and beyond, and how much the pro bettors like Duke to make another run?
Yeah, so the public is all over Duke. If you look at the percentages in terms of who the most picked teams are to win the bracket on ESPN, 39.2% right now are picking Duke. Now, we like them more as about a 29% chance to win it all. So I think there's definitely some value here in fading Duke. Now, I'm not saying fade Duke, you know, to get upset in the first round or the second round, but When you start getting into that, you know, that 316, that Elite Eight, that Final Four, especially, I think that's where, you know, Duke could be vulnerable, to a team like, you know, Gonzaga or somebody like that. So I think that's where you want to really kind of switch up from the rest of the field if you're trying to gain some differentiation in your bracket.
Who do you like, Carolina or Kentucky, coming out of the Midwest?
You know, I actually like Kentucky. I think Kentucky is a very underrated team. I think when, you know, what we kind of saw from them, you know, to open the season, they kind of ran into Duke, and I think that left kind of a sour taste in everybody's mouth. I think they're a little underrated. And then you have, you know, North Carolina on the other hand, which, always a very popular team and got the one seed and whatnot. So I actually like Kentucky a lot.
Chris, in terms of, we're talking with Chris Raybon of the Action Network, what does the action look like? I've never asked anybody this question that does what you do, but these games in Dayton tonight and tomorrow, what does the action look like on games like that? Do bettors get interested in those games?
Degenerates mainly.
Like, right. I mean, what kind of fan slash pro is interested in these Dayton games?
So, you know, a lot of, and this is a general trend in college basketball, you know, not just in the tournament, but you're definitely going to see the sharper bettors and the bigger bettors interested in the more obscure games, because what's going to happen with college basketball is that bookmakers just have, there's so many games and there's so many odds to set in a given day, but in the season in general, and even the book odds makers aren't like experts necessarily on all of these teams. So what they do is they'll put out a line and they'll kind of rely on these big bettors to kind of, set the market. And, you know, depending on where that first wave of money goes, they'll kind of adjust. So sometimes you'll see a line open and then the total or the spread will adjust by, you know, up like 3, 4, 5 points. And you'll be like, what the heck? And that's just because that's how it goes. So, you know, tonight for Belmont Temple, we're seeing about 59% of the money on Belmont. Of the bets on Belmont, about 52% of the money. So kind of a little sharp lean toward Temple. And I think that's probably the right call. I like them a little better when it was 3.5 or more, though. Now it's down to 2.5. And then in the Prairie View game, we have 52% of the bets, 52% of the money on Prairie View. So no real discrepancy there. But they are drawing quite a lot of action compared to some normal, you know, your normal random college games. 9.8K bets for the Prairie View game and 11.8K bets for Temple Belmont.
Wow.
Jeez.
That's amazing. Usually
you'd see like, you know, under 1,000 just for context.
Okay.
Okay.
Interesting. Wow. Interesting. Any underdog or sleeper? Maybe not to get all the way, but to make a run?
Yeah, you know, I really like UC Irvine in the first round. I think that, you know, K-State without Dean Wade, you know, I think that's just it's going to be a tough matchup for Irvine, and I think, you know, they're a dangerous team as well. So that's the team I'm looking at.
So tough matchup for K-State. You like Irvine. You like the Eaters.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
The Anteaters of UC Irvine. Gotta love that.
I know they can play some baseball.
Yeah, they can. Let's see. We've asked you about every one seed except Gonzaga. What do you think about Gonzaga's trip in the West? They've got Michigan to deal with as a 2, and we already talked about Texas Tech as the 3. What do you like? What are you seeing about Gonzaga's chances to get through?
You know, I think, well, Gonzaga, you know, has the toughest road of all the number one seeds. From a game theory perspective, I think that actually gives them some value because, you know, they're still a very talented team, a very good team that, you know, did run into some trouble, you know, in that conference tourney and, you know, kind of fell short of expectation there. But that could end up only making them hungrier, motivating them more. So I think, you know, the fact that happened, I think that, you know, they seem to be the number one seed that, people are fading the most. So I think that they're going to be going really far, even to the national championship game in a lot of my brackets, just based off that fact alone. But I do think that they do have a tough road. And if they get there, if they get that far, they'll be very battle tested and extremely dangerous.
Yeah, and they could face Baylor if Baylor can beat Syracuse in that second round. Baylor, a 9 seed, another Big 12 school, 9 seed is Oklahoma in the South. What do you like about either of their chances?
You know, in the Baylor-Cuse game, I think it's interesting because if you look at, you know, who's picking who, right now about 33% of brackets have Baylor and 67% have Syracuse. And I think that's more of a toss-up game. And so I would probably lean Baylor you know, in that spot. I think that's how you kind of have to look at it. You know, you just kind of when you have that give me chance, especially in a 9-8, I think you really want to kind of go with the you know, the less popular team just to kind of get some differentiation in the field without having to go super contrarian. Oklahoma, I think, you know, I don't feel great about Oklahoma either. So I'm fading them in my early brackets, but they're getting about 49%, so it's about equal in that game. There's no real edge from a game theory perspective.
Well, they're not worth the crap. We saw them.
Well, and Chris, yeah. Chris, in that Cuse-Baylor game, could that just simply be the basketball brand over everything else? I mean, I don't know if you see that in tournament picks a lot of the time, but if you watch college hoops, I don't know that there's that much that separates those teams. Is that just people saying, I'm taking the basketball school, in air quotes, over the one that's not a basketball school?
You know, I think so, because I'm a Syracuse alum myself, and you know, I've been through plenty of painful tournaments where, you know, we were favored to win in whatever particular game it may be, and we came up short. You know, I think, you know, you definitely, anytime you have a team that's kind of unfamiliar with your concepts, with like that zone in Syracuse, I think, you know, you always like kind of lean toward that way in the tournament. But, you know, Baylor, you know, can kind of throw similar things at you. So, I agree with you guys. I think it's a toss-up game. And, you know, because the public seems to be on cue, so I'm going Baylor.
Now, I'm not sure how old you are, Chris. You don't remember the late 80s, that Coleman team, cycling team that got upset?
No. I was born in 87, so, you know, I've obviously heard about them. But, yeah, I remember those guys more from the mid-90s NBA. I think Cycli was on the Magic and Coleman, of course. That's where I started following those guys, but I am aware.
You're lucky on that, man, because that was a hell of a team. That's one of the best college basketball teams I've ever seen that really didn't advance. Okay, who does advance? Give us your final four here.
Yeah, so I got Kentucky, Tennessee, and I got Duke and the Zags, and then for my national championship pick, I'm going with Tennessee. I love that offense, and I think that, you know, even if they run into some tough defensive teams, I think that, you know, they can shoot their way out of it, and I think they're a dangerous team if they end up, you know, facing a team like Kentucky or you know, down there. So you know, they beat them a couple of times. So yeah, I think Tennessee, a little kind of under the radar, you know, tier two teams, you know, not one of the number one seeds that everyone's going to pick. But if you look at, you know, they're only in about 4% of brackets to win the national title, and I think their odds are quite a bit higher than that.
Chris, just so you know, if that happens, people around these parts will have mixed feelings about Rick Barnes winning a national title. That'll be an interesting run there. That is Chris Raybon of the Action Network. Remember, get access to their bracket simulators. You can get access to what all the sharps are betting on in every single tournament game. It's a free app, actionnetwork.com. Trampy and many others swear by Action Network, so check them out. Chris, we always appreciate it, man. Enjoy the tournament.
Always a pleasure, guys. Thanks,
Chris.
Good stuff there. Wow. Syracuse guy. But he knows.
He knows. I just can't believe that there's $11,000 or $10,000 being placed on.
On Fairleigh.
Make sure I got this straight. Fairleigh Dickinson and Prairie View A&M.
Uh-huh.
The
clash to decide who's a 16 seed.
I'm not saying you have a problem, and I don't know. You could, though.
I decided not to ask Chris this exact question, but it can get this bad. I got an email today laying out the current betting odds. These are real betting odds on matches at WrestleMania coming up on April 7th. And I thought, what does it say about you if you're betting?
But that's the other thing we talk about with the national anthem.
Wow. Right?
I can go talk to the artist. This can be fixed.
Exactly. At least if I'm betting on the Oscars, it's secret.
Right, but someone has written that.
Right.
Someone knows that.
Yeah, at least one, if not a couple people, have to know. The two people involved or the four people involved know.
The writers.
And then the people that are, I don't know how you wouldn't be able to fix it. Yeah, I realize that's when you've probably gone too far.
Yeah.
That's when you need to, the play-in games are one thing, but if you're trying to bet on whether Brock Lesnar wins a match at WrestleMania, you may have a problem. But either way, check out Action Network, actionnetwork.com. It is a free app. You can download it as well. Thanks to Chris, as always, for his time. Up next, we will get you the big three. In fact, we're talking play-in games. They're just about to get underway. 5:40 is Fairleigh Dickinson and Prairie View A&M, so we'll keep you updated on that one.
No, we won't. Shut up.
We will keep you updated.
You're just talking to talk right now.
we'll keep you updated on Texas baseball when they get cranked up.
Yes.
Now, that one,
yes.
That's a real one?
Yes, that's one
real?
We will.
Okay. Now that you said that, I'm going to keep them updated constantly.
You will, probably.
On
the Dickinson?
Yes, of course.
Well, Arizona State, St. John's. I was surprised Arizona State got in. I'll take a look at that. I'll probably take a look at Temple Belmont. I mean, it's just weird. You've talked about it. You've got two 18 and 15, 16 seeds that are battling to get in, and they say the first four. Why don't you be honest? Why don't you say the last four?
Yeah, they're trying to be cute.
Right?
Right. It is. At least they finally went back to calling the first round the first round.
You're right about that, though. I did notice that on the bracket, and I thought.
Remember when they tried to change that a few years ago?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
I thought you were going to lose it.
We got into the tournament the first round. No, you didn't.
No, you didn't. All right, coming up, we'll get you the big three, laying it all out there, including your options, Longhorn fans. You want to go support an NIT basketball team, or you want to go support that baseball team, or maybe both? It's coming up on the Horn. Chad and Kevin with you on a Tuesday. Kevin, you got this one?
Yeah. I mean, I know it.
Would it help if I gave you the title of the song?
Sure.
It is called Comfortably Numb.
Yeah, no.
The title itself is kind of speaks to the band. Pink Floyd.
Pink Floyd, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I've never been to a Pink Floyd laser light show, but I'm one of those. They still do those. They did those for a long, long time. Shout out to all those Pink Floyd fans out there. Any particular reason, Colton, in a Pink Floyd state of mind right now?
It's just I like that song a lot. And
yeah,
you know, it's a good one. I love Pink Floyd too. So
I always thought that'd be a good song if you were like way overcooked, overworked, and just completely out of your mind. That would calm you down.
Just feel like
kind of bring you down a little bit.
Calm down.
I did the thing in college freshman year where I guess you play one of their albums and watch
Wizard of Oz.
Wizard of Oz.
Oh,
yeah.
I've never done that. Does it work?
Yeah, kind of.
Also, a reminder, if you want to get in on our bracket contest, go to hornfm.com. It is the Chris Waters.
I get that text from a friend every season. You know me. You guys know me.
You didn't know that was Pink Floyd.
You didn't know it was Pink Floyd, man. Come
We're
on.
We're not friends anymore.
It is the Chris Waters Big Dance Fantasy Basketball Challenge for charity on hornfm.com. So get on in the contest. If you win, $500 is what you win, courtesy of Chris Waters International Realty. So you can go to ChristopherWaters.com for more info on what they do, and then check out hornfm.com to get in our bracket contest. Obviously, you got to get it done by Thursday morning.
All right, we have a text here, Specs text line. I got busted betting on the WNBA by the wife. I was in a bad spot.
Wow.
Yeah, and not even in terms of the busted. I mean, I think this texter is saying I was in a bad spot in life. I needed to get some help.
That's tough. That's tough.
Yeah, it says a lot right there.
It really, really does.
At least you were able to admit it and get through all that. Other good thing, too, here. Look like Cowboys are going to be getting some people here.
Yep, let's start right there in the Big Three. Cowboys made a signing.
Big Three.
The Big Three is brought to you by Apple Leasing, where you only have to pay for the new half of the car or truck, the half under factory warranty. Any make, any model. Click AppleLeasing.com and see how easy it is.
Looky there. The Dallas Cowboys did sign a free agent after all. It's kind of the second wave of free agency, if you will. But the Cowboys did end up signing Randall Cobb. The receiver signs a one-year deal for $5 million, reportedly. Other names that have talked to the Cowboys in the last day or so, you've heard about Eric Berry. We talked about that. Safety Clayton Gathers has been in this week. Robert Quinn, the defensive end. That would require a trade. He's technically with Miami right now, but he came in to talk to the Cowboys, and the Dolphins and Cowboys are discussing a trade, because if you haven't figured it out by the moves they've made, the Miami Dolphins are planning to be really bad for at least a year, maybe two. I've been trying to think of what the phrasing would be, Kevin. If you're trying to get Trevor Lawrence, is, I don't know, like lower your lever for Trevor or lower your level for Trevor. I can't figure out what it is. But either way, that's what the Dolphins are doing. Or maybe they like Tua. Maybe that's the guy they're looking for. But they're going to be bad on purpose.
Now, there's one you're missing on that.
And Herbert.
Justin Herbert.
And too. Herbert at, let's see.
who may be the best out of all of them.
Go be Nurbert for Herbert. No, I don't know. I don't know what it would be. You got that going on in the NFL. Also, the plea deal has been offered to Robert Kraft. We'll see if he takes that. He'll have to admit that he would have been guilty in a trial. So we'll see if his pride can take that. But if he does it, then the videotape never gets shown to anybody. So he may go that way. Texas-wise, we talk Texas baseball, getting ready for Arkansas tonight. That's a 6:30 start for game number one of that little two-game series. Jack Neely will go for Texas. Texas basketball against South Dakota State. Good tickets still available. Texas and South Dakota State at 8 o'clock, 7:30 pregame right here on the Horn. Also, if you missed it yesterday evening, Texas women found out where they're going to be in the tournament. They're playing Friday at 6. It'll be over on 105.3 The Bat. They will play Indiana. And yes, in about 4 minutes, the play-in games will begin. Fairleigh Dickinson and Prairie View A&M will play at 5:40. The winner plays Gonzaga. And remember, if someone tries to convince you these are tournament games, it can't be possible, because if you can't have the same seed and be a tournament game. And plus, all of our brackets are due Thursday. So if our brackets had been due this morning, you could maybe convince me that it's a tournament game. Otherwise, sorry, it's not a tournament game, Dayton. I really wish I could go with you there, but I can't do it. I'm a technical guy. I'm all for technicalities, but those ain't tournament games. All right, so there's some big three for you. We had a listener text us about, hey, did you guys see the way too early college football odds that came out today? Well, of course we did. I have sick bettors that send me emails all the time. We actually have a line. If you want to go bet on LSU and Texas, oh, it's out there. It's there. Texas hosting LSU. Have you seen this line yet, Kevin?
I have.
So LSU's favored by a touchdown. Longhorn fans, you can feel disrespected. You can feel hurt. And then just head to your local bettor, whoever you bet with. Go find a state that is legal. Obviously, it's not legal in Texas. I mean, nobody bets in Texas. But Longhorns +7 in that one. If you're an Aggie fan, A&M at Clemson, 3-touchdown dog in that one already. And you can check out some of the other big games of the year. Not every game, obviously, is out there. But some of the bigger games that we're going to have through the year already have lines on them. Saturday, August 24th, Florida and Miami. Florida favored by 8.5. It's already out there.
So I wouldn't favor anyone at this point by 7 in this game. And that's what I texted someone back. I'm glad that it's Texas on the other end. I mean, if you want to add any motivation to that in the spring or whatever that would be, I think that gets overblown at times. But, yep, that's, you know.
I am surprised
the line
by the
right now.
Yeah, the line right now, obviously, it is silly. We're 165 days away from the game. But I am surprised that Texas isn't getting more love as the home team. As the home team who knows who their quarterback is.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess
and LSU's losing a lot of people, too.
Right. Now, LSU may as well. Burrow's still there.
So they know who their quarterback is. Texas has a better quarterback.
Texas has maybe that's the way I should have said it, because as I said it, I realized, wait a minute, they've got Burrow coming back. But in terms of everything we know that's coming back on the offensive side, I'd probably give Texas a little more love than that. If you made me guess today, I'd have said Texas by a field goal, something like that, as the home team. But then again, they don't let me set lines in Vegas. But that is out there, and we'll definitely be getting into, obviously, a lot of football as we get closer. We're only 25 days from the spring game, so football getting closer and closer. And what are we, 10 days today? No, 9 days till opening day in baseball. And those games you talked about yesterday with Ichiro in Japan, that's like tomorrow, isn't it?
Tomorrow, I believe. Is that it, Colton?
Yeah. It's like 5:30 in the morning?
5:30 in the morning.
Something like that?
I do have to give Max some love, one of our good listeners who's a big Seattle fan. When I was talking yesterday, I had seen Ichiro just look awful trying to field the fly ball in Arizona, Florida, where they're playing in spring training. And he's obviously just doing this so he can play in the two games in Tokyo. I doubt he'll play after that. We'll see. But he still has his arm, and they even mentioned that on the telecast when I was watching. And last night, Max sends me a clip of Ichiro, and he still has it. Caught the fly ball, looked like old Ichiro, looked good, and just delivered a strike. So the arm is still there. Clearly the bat has trailed.
And the throw went, like, to home or To third?
I didn't even see it. I think it went to third.
Okay. Yeah, I saw a little deal on him today.
I just saw the throw in the arc, and it was...
Still looked good.
It still looked good.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's the other thing. I mean, it's not like you're not being totally insulting by playing the guy. We know he's still an athlete. We know he's still going to be pretty good, but not near where he's been. But they're going to give him his love. There's an article out right now on ESPN.com where they ask all kinds of Japanese players about his impact on them. And some of them describe him as a god in the article. That's the level. That they talk about him like LeBron talks about Michael Jordan. I mean, it's that kind of reverence for them. So
I believe it.
Yeah, I mean,
he's that guy.
He opened that door, right? He's the one that opened the door and smashed a baseball through it, maybe.
Yeah, I'd say Hideo Nomo would have been before him, but I know what you're
saying. That's true. Yeah, that's true. Nomo was there.
He's the one who's come over and been the best.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard the stat today. It still floors me. He had 262 hits in one season.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that number is just goofy.
And then what he was able to do is back up what he did in Japan. So, obviously, it's not as competitive as it is in the States, in the major leagues. But if you can go do that in the major leagues, then I'll go look at your other stuff in Japan and go, okay, you proved you could do it here, too. So, right. I count that to some degree as total stats.
He's got the combo thing just like way back in the day Josh Gibson does. So the whole thing on Josh Gibson was if you combine Major League and the Negro League stuff, he had more homers than anybody. Sadahara Oh was the same way, right?
He would have
had more homers than everybody. If you combine all hits together, nobody's got more hits than Ichiro. Pete Rose, anybody else you want to talk about, he's got the most hits if you combine it all.
Baseball Stars was made in Japan, and... they had one of the teams had this big lefty who could just hit light tower shots.
Oh yeah, he was. I believe his number was over 900 if you put it all together.
Underrated video game Baseball Stars.
Oh yeah, you could be Sadahara O on Baseball Stars.
The Tecmo Bowl. Well, I didn't even. It just said O.
Oh, just O. O. I got you.
I mean.
Yeah, that had to be him.
It had to be right.
That's good stuff. That is good stuff. I did not play near enough sports video games as a child. That's one regret that I have. I should have been inside instead of being outside.
If that's your regret, you had a pretty good childhood.
I did not play enough video games that were sports. I played some. I just played too much Kung Fu and Mario Brothers, and I should have been playing Tecmo Bowl.
I was doing Mario, too. I didn't play any Kung Fu, but I was definitely doing Mario. You can still pick it up.
I can still go get it?
No, I mean, you can still pick up video games. Your life's about to only slow down each year.
True.
See, I say that to myself, and it alleviates a lot of depression. Like that's a good thing for me.
That
each year is just going to slow down. Toward 60, I'll be a sloth.
I may hit a big video game spurt when I'm 60 years
old. I'm thinking, man. Monkey doesn't want to talk to you anymore. She's out of the house. Wendy's 25 years into the marriage. Happy, but... learned everything I need to know.
I'm calling you up at age 60. Dude, yeah. Bo Jackson's really good on this game.
Do you go L2 or R2 the same way? Or do you combo it?
All right, coming up next, check voicemails if they're there, 337-3776 if you want to sneak one in. Then in the crap bag, it is official for you UFC fans. Dana's got the trap set, and you pretty much can't help but step into it. Plus, I've got some old schools for Kevin coming right up on the horn.
Chad's crap bag.
Crap bag. If you need an easy way to remember it, just think of a bag of crap.
All right, the UFC's making a move, and I think they need to go even further. But first, let's check voicemails here. 337-3776. I'm told there's a voicemail from one of the good folks today. Let's hear what it sounds like.
Hey, Kevin. This is Daniel. Hey, do you know, old school for you, what was the name of South Dakota State before they became the Jackrabbits?
Ooh.
Well, what was the name what was the mascot of the South Dakota State before they became the Jackrabbits?
That's a good one.
Bye.
I don't know. I was hoping you gave me some time there, and then on the voicemail we're going to let us know.
The only
person I know who'd maybe know that is Craig Way.
That is the only person I was thinking of, too, yeah. I've never known anything but that. I love their logo with the big old jackrabbit on it and everything.
Yeah, I knew that one because even as a kid, that'd be something that if they ever made the tournament, Greg Gumbel would make sure he brought it up.
Yeah.
The Jackrabbits.
That's the only one. Yeah, they may be
good
the only.
Good call on that. I don't know.
They may be the only jackrabbit in... like in all of athletics. I've never heard of another one. I was just looking up here and see if they had something that was there. Yeah, I just see jackrabbits now. I'd have to look up the history of the school to find out what the old logo was. So sorry, you got us there. Nice work.
Some funny text coming in. Baseball Stars just blew everything up here. Baseball Star is the best. I'm not gay, but will marry you so we could play Baseball Stars. Said I'm not either, but I may too. That's how much I love Baseball Stars.
Wow, that is awesome. All right, I've never need to check out Baseball
the
Stars.
The Ken Griffey game 2 on Super Nintendo. Bob Crawford had that. That was fun. That was a lot of fun.
Get home and play some ball tonight.
Yeah, get home and get that done. You still have that hooked up there, ready to roll?
Well, I've got my MVP on PlayStation 3 all hooked up, and I've got my 85 Texas team going up against all-time college baseball teams.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Look at you. Yeah. You're a sicko. Yeah. I like that.
Who's not living?
In the late fall of blah, 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 wrestling team introduced the South Dakota State Blue Man as their official mascot. No, that's not what he's talking about. I have no idea.
It's not like the Blue Man group?
No, it's not like that.
Or what was David Cross's character?
Tobias?
Tobias
Funke? Yes, so you got a stump there.
Here it is, South Dakota Sioux.
The Sioux?
The Sioux.
Oh,
that's where we're getting on the text. Thanks, Coach.
No, wait, that's North Dakota was the Sioux. North Dakota was the Fighting Sioux and had to change, didn't they? They couldn't have both been that.
Hmm.
Yeah, we're at the double check on that.
Yeah, you can't both be that, otherwise you get sued.
Yeah.
That's too easy.
That was good.
Too easy.
Well done.
Who says I shouldn't have kids? Almost everyone.
That's good stuff. All right, so real quick, Kevin will really enjoy this one. So yesterday it was announced that Dana White's got a new agreement with UFC, but then the deal with ESPN has now extended out to 7 years. And get this, every UFC pay-per-view from now on through this deal has to be ordered through ESPN Plus. So if you're a UFC fan, I hate to tell you, if you're like Kevin and you want to stand firm and say ESPN Plus makes no sense, it's the only way to buy the pay-per-views. So there's going to be a lot of other stuff, too. There's going to be other cards.
Good deal for ESPN here, right?
But, yeah, good deal for ESPN. And I think in the end, and I'm trying to do the math, I think they just need to go further with this idea. By the math I'm doing, if you get every pay-per-view, it'll save you about $40 the first year and $60 every year after that.
Okay.
Which is some savings, but it needs to be more. Because to me, the best version of this right now, I know it's not a sport, but WWE Network, you pay $10 a month, then at the end of the year, and you get every pay-per-view for free. So it's $120
that's a good deal, right?
For the price of about 2 pay-per-views. You watch 3 of them, and it pays for itself.
Okay.
They need to get it a little closer to that. But, yeah, if you're a UFC fan, the next pay-per-view is April 13th. I don't know all the specifics in terms of the questions that you'll have, but just know that that is the way they've set it up now. UFC pay-per-views will just be through ESPN Plus. So the trap's been set for my Dana White. Hopefully he'll give you a lot for letting you step into that trap. All right, in terms of some birthdays, Kevin, I got some old schools for you. I'm going to make you think of one of your favorite pieces of video right now because it is Andy Reid's birthday.
Oh.
He's 61 years old today. Did you know that footage you always laugh at, punt, pass, and kick, was from Monday Night Football?
Yes, I did.
He was live on Monday Night Football.
I know, which makes it even more pathetic.
I never realized that.
And which is why I like Reid as a coach, but he's got a couple issues here and there.
Mm-hmm. Old school Andy Reid. For some reason, I knew this. I don't know why. Popped right in my head when I saw his name.
I know we've talked about it. I know it's come up at some point.
Yeah, I think maybe that's it.
I don't know why I want to say BYU. Yeah, I mean, BYU right away was in my head, but I thought it's just because of the mustache.
He's a Lavelle Edwards guy.
Yeah, okay.
From back in the day. All right, here's one that I kind of hope you don't know, because that means you'll have something better in your head. Antonio Daniels is 44 years old today, 97 draft. He was the 4th pick overall by Vancouver. He won a title with the Spurs in 99, the abbreviated season. Please tell me you don't know where he went to school.
I watch too much Spurs, man. They're on down here too much. It's Bowling Green, isn't it?
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I don't remember him there, but I saw it enough, and you know me that I will I pay attention to what college you went to.
That is good work. Good work.
Thank you.
This one's easier. I even know this one. Andre Miller is 43 years old today. 99, eighth pick in the draft by Cleveland. Andre Miller, old school.
Only Final Four I've ever been to in person.
Oh, yes.
Andre Miller in Utah.
Mm-hmm. It's a heck of a team. That's Majerus, right?
Yeah, Van Horn would have been gone, but there was like a Jensen and a Hansen with like two dots over their A's, you know.
The umlauts were rolling.
Hadn't really assimilated yet.
We mentioned that he is not going to be ready for opening day, but happy birthday to Clayton Kershaw today. He's 31 years old, so starting to get up into that, you mm-hmm. know, that area.
Two old schools?
If you like.
Okay. Highland Park?
Highland Park is definitely one. I don't know another one.
And, oh, I was glad. Some guys just need to go and get their minor league career started.
Oh, here we go.
And Clayton was that.
Here
Clayton was
go.
That case because he's apparently pretty big time Aggie.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Is that where he would have been?
Yeah, he signed quickly.
Yeah. Clayton, I'm
signed quickly with him, and then quickly with the Dodgers.
Clayton, I'm gonna give you. I'm gonna give you that. That's right. What I'm gonna give you. And finally, Kevin, to football. EJ Manuel, the quarterback, is 29 today. 2013, he was the 16th pick in the draft.
Ugh.
The Buffalo
oh,
Bills.
God.
Took him 16th overall, old school.
Who was their dealer at that point? Does he still have that connection? Took EJ Manuel 16th overall? What the hell? What were you thinking?
I don't know.
Florida State.
Yeah,
we saw him
right.
there.
What's a worse pick, that or Jake Locker?
That.
You think that's worse?
That, because Locker, I still had some maybe, you know.
Okay.
Maybe.
Because they took Locker 10th, didn't they?
You're right.
10th. Jake Locker went 10th in
well,
the
then
draft.
You have to weigh 10th and 16th.
Yeah. You got to talk about the value, Kevin. See, everybody wants to talk about the value when you get good players. I'm having the other discussion.
Value with bad players.
This is the crap bag value discussion.
Right.
Of who got a worse deal.
Oh, you take me in the sixth round, it's a bad pick. But it's not blowing up the toilet like some of these teams do in the first round.
Fair to say Jamarcus Russell at one is worse than both of them?
Yeah.
Right? That's anti-value.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My dad was buddies with the guy at Notre Dame who'd be on that list.
Really?
Probably.
Who's
I mean,
that?
Of number one overall picks that, and I don't know, this may not be fair, Walt Patulski. Walt Patulski was a big-ass defensive lineman before you saw him and could move.
Walt Patulski, what a good name. That sounds like a guy you should just tell stories about, even if they're not true.
It does,
doesn't
it?
Let me tell you about Walt Patulski. All right, Bitter White Guy is coming right up. What is he hearing about the Shaka Smart situation and his future? And what does he know about the South Dakota State Jackrabbits? We'll find out. Texas and the NIT tonight. It's at 8 o'clock, and you will hear it right here on the Horn.